Oh, hi Brooke, it's Diane Goller here. How are you? Oh, I'm okay. I just had to give you an update on Fudge and her beak and how there is. It's just slightly shorter than her other beak, and she has been, apart from the first night where she was obviously very sore, and then sort of halfway through the next day, she has been fine. So she's she's eating. She didn't want any wet mash or anything. She'd preferred to eat her crumble. And, yeah, so I've had her downstairs just in a little separate cage within the coop for the last couple of days. And, yeah, and she's sort of back to normal. And all those other things around her eyes have all fallen off too now, so she's looking somewhat normal. Yeah. Sorry? I would say so, yeah. She's pretty good, so. I have continued, I'm just looking at her at the moment, she's just preening herself under the wing at the moment. I have continued to give her meloxicam. I don't know if she will need that for a bit longer, but she's doing all right. So, yeah. 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 Her bottom is looking good, so I haven't even had to clean it or anything for some time now, so yeah. So that's the good news. The bad news is that Scissor didn't make it. She actually died on about 9:15 on Saturday night. She didn't sort of pick up at all after I came in on Thursday, and I just kept crop feeding her. And when I crop fed her in the afternoon on Saturday about 3 o'clock, 3:15, and she ended up she took about 20 mils and then she vomited it all back up, and I thought whoops, and it was really nasty sour smelling stuff that she vomited up as well. And I thought, well, I'm just going to leave that. So I cleaned her up and I just sort of put her in. And I thought, hopefully, maybe her crop will empty overnight, you know, and I'll try again in the morning. But, I went out to check her probably about 20 to 10. And I'd heard a little bump out on the veranda earlier. And I thought it might have been the cats jumping around, you know. But in retrospect, I think it was her flinging herself around. And she was sort of, you know, had a head right back. She was already gone. She had a head right back and vomit all over her. And I thought, yeah. So anyway, thank you so much for trying. And thank you so much also for doing a bloody video call with Fudge. Yeah. Yeah, obvious. Yeah. Just wasn't to be. But, you know, you did everything you could. And the only other thing I was going to ask about her was you were talking about maybe getting a sample of, I don't know if it was with her or with the other ones, if anything happens, you know, getting a sample for that canker thing. Would that sort of relate to her or not so much? She didn't. She just had like the sore underneath and that healed up quite quickly. So it's probably not the same thing. But anyway, I thought I'll just ask. So that would be Fudge or Petal. And fingers crossed they're both doing okay. Well, you know, I thought if there's any sort of hope, sort of throw everything at her, but if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be, so obviously not for her. But But I think you jinxed me with the other little girl. You said, oh, yeah, everything going okay, I don't need to see her, and then she broke her beak off. all that stuff was sort of adhered to the beak, and when she got in a flap and either I sort of hurt it differently or something when I was opening her mouth and what have you, I'd already given her her meloxicam, and I was just having another look at it just to see whether they were lifting, and maybe that just hurt her and she flapped and got out of Gwaine's arms and fell on the floor. And so I think it was just stuck so hard to the beak that the whole top of the beak was going to lift off anyway. I don't know, but anyway. Oh, yuck. Right. Yeah. So it's just got the tip that's a little bit shorter than the bottom beak, and she's eating fine and everything with it, and she's actually quite a lot brighter now, so she's sort of back to normal. I haven't put her in with the others yet, but yeah. So anyway, and all those things have since fallen off around her eyes, the two that she had left. So I think she's on the mend, hopefully. All right. Thank you so much for trying, and you know, for you guys just are really good. So I can't thank you enough for what you do. Anyway. Oh, the cat. Well, I had the three back to the vet this morning, and they've all put weight back on. And they're all doing okay. I've just got to get a specialist appointment for the little one with the funny eyes, because she's still got the big dark eye thing. She might have the iris atrophy thing that the other guy's got. So I've got to ring up and get an appointment for her, but otherwise they're all doing okay for now. Yeah, need lots of good news. Yeah. Alrighty. Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, thanks again, Brock. Okay, see ya. Bye.